On Tuesday, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi and his Turkish counterpart Ahmed Davutoglu discussed over the phone the situation in the region and the war against ISIL. During the phone conversation, the Turkish premier vowed that his country will respect Iraq's sovereignty and that Ankara will seek Baghdad's approval before taking any actions. But politicians here do not seem to be fully convinced. They say Turkey has already threatened Iraq's security by stationing troops at its borders with Iraq and Syria. Baghdad has time and again opposed the presence of foreign troops on Iraq's soil, saying that its forces can and will defeat the terrorists.
We know that the US and its allies have a bigger plan and that their aim is not defeating ISIL. On the contrary, we believe they are here to protect ISIL. The US's long-term plan is to keep its presence here and divide the country. We will treat any nation who enters Iraq's territories illegally as an invader.
Last week, Turkey's parliament voted to authorize military action against the insurgents. But Davutoglu says the Turkish troops will only take a defensive role.
The Americans are planning to occupy Iraq once more. We believe that the U.S. wants to send ground forces to Iraq, but those forces could be of any nationalities like Turkish. This is what we are afraid of, and we will not accept this.
Political analysts say that if the U.S. and its allies really mean to defeat the ISIL, they can simply send arms to the Iraqi military. Meanwhile, Washington is still delaying the delivery of 36 F-16 jets Baghdad purchased a long time ago and even partially paid for them.
It has become obvious that the U.S. and its allies have a different plan for Iraq. The question is whether Turkey will be finally pushed by Washington to intervene militarily in Iraq, or if it will keep its promise to Baghdad and respect the country's sovereignty. Rahşan Saglan, Press TV, Baghdad.